Welcome back to episode 6 of the Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Patrick Spillman, joined alongside Grant Ingham. Grant, how you doing today?
I'm all right, Pat. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's a rainy Sunday, but it's been nice to just stay inside and watch some football.
Absolutely.
This week has been kind of small with sports. As you know, a lot of the sports have been pushed back. And luckily, next week, Grant and I will have firsthand experience as the men's soccer team has their first game of this fall next Sunday at Adrian. So Grant and I will be ready to tell you guys all about that. I'm pretty excited for it. Grant, how about you?
I'm very excited for next week. Talking about more of Bluffton sports and, you know, being able to play competitively is nice. First time in a long time.
Yeah, we should be having some men's soccer, and then coming up is women's soccer, volleyball, and football here soon as well. So it's about to get into the full swing of things, and I know Grant and I are pretty excited that we have more sports to talk about. Nothing against golf or cross country. We're just used to having a lot more sports here in the fall. But this week, we did have one match for the men's golf team. They did travel to the Trine Invitational yesterday, Saturday, October 3rd. The team shot a 327, and all five Beavers finished between an 81 and 83 on a cool Saturday at the Zollner Golf Course.
Sophomore Nathan Eberle rolled an 80 for the top Beaver score, and sophomore Clay Quailhorst, junior Nick Offenberger were nipping on Nathan Eberle's heels with a pair of 81s. Damar Durratt was at 82, and junior Spencer Daniels and Dominic Castor Rever rounded out the Bluffton scores with 83s.
The Beavers will jump right back into action on Monday, October 5th, so that is tomorrow, when they travel to Tiffin for the Kyle Ryman Memorial at Mohawk Country Club. That will be a two-day event, and this will also be an invitational for the women as well. So the men and women for the next on Monday and Tuesday will be traveling to Tiffin. And that Mohawk Country Club, the Beavers have some experience playing there, as both the men's and the women have had a tournament there already, had had dual matches against Tiffin already, as well as the Bluffton golf team, men's golf team, made history at Mohawk Country Club when them and Tiffin were the first two teams to play an NCAA sanctioned match since COVID hit. So that's pretty exciting there for the golf team to go and play there again. And I believe that should actually, they'll play on Monday and Tuesday, and then they'll finish up their season on next Monday at the Lord's Fall Invitational. And so it's getting to the end for men's golf. So it's kind of crazy that it's already kind of getting to the end here for men's golf. And for the women, they'll be done they will not be traveling to Tiffin. They're going to be playing on Saturday and Sunday at Tiffin. Had that mixed up. So Monday and Tuesday, men's golf will be playing at Tiffin, and then the women's team will be playing at Tiffin on Saturday and Sunday. Grant, kind of crazy that golf is coming to the end here. I feel like we kind of rely on them to be our only sports right now.
Yeah, with everything else coming back, at least we'll have something to talk about. We're just now getting started, and it feels crazy that they're ending as we're starting in volleyball and football, as you said earlier. So, yeah, for them to be done this early is crazy, but it's getting too cold, and the weather's too unpredictable to be going out and playing right now.
Yeah, it makes complete sense, but yeah, I couldn't imagine going out and playing golf. You know, it's pretty open out there, and you just have the wind blowing and 40 degrees. I'm sure it'd be freezing there out on the golf course. Cross country did have the weekend off, but next weekend, Saturday, October 10th, they are going to do a virtual meet with the rest of the conference. And so what's going to happen is all the different teams on Saturday are going to run a 1 mile race. And then they will submit their times, and all the conferences will be doing the same thing. They'll all submit their times, and then they'll have an overall winner from the meet. So cross country's been pretty pretty technological with how they're able to still do the meets, even without being there in the same place.
Absolutely, and they have done a really good job, I feel like, more than other sports have been able to be able to compete with other schools even without being here. I mean, we've kind of talked about it a couple episodes of them still being able to run their meets and, you know, being able to do all that. But for them to have the weekend off, first time in a while, it feels like.
Yeah, it definitely has to be. Yeah, they were able to get the weekend off to kind of rest a little bit. And then you just kind of lose that competitiveness side just when you're running at the track by yourself. You obviously have your teammates, but you do miss that, you know, going and competing against other teams. So that will be something that will be missed. But other than that, that is all that we have here for you this week. We know it's a short episode, but we still wanted to give you results from the men's golf match on Saturday. Grant, you have anything else?
Nope. That's about it.
All right. Well, we thank you for tuning in. That does wrap up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next Sunday. Check out previous podcasts. Search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. The WIT 961 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Beaver Dam 961. For more stories and information, check out our website, bluffdenwit.com, and subscribe. This has been Patrick Spillman, joined alongside with Grant Ingham, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Roll Beast.